Our classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz is also a poet, and recently he's been writing poems about his mother. She has Alzheimer's disease and is in a nursing home. A few weeks ago, his mother's nursing home hosted a national symposium on aging and Alzheimer's disease, and Lloyd was asked to read some of his poems. He says it turned out to be a more moving experience than he expected.
I was a little apprehensive at first, reading poems to a group of distinguished doctors, clinicians, and healthcare workers. What could my poems tell them that they didn't already know? I decided to read three poems that were not only about my mother, but in which she herself speaks. My mother is 94 years old. One way these poems are important to me is that they are my way of keeping her voice alive. Although her memory has radically deteriorated, she's still very much herself, far from the non-entity Alzheimer's patients are often thought to be. And every now and then, out of nowhere, she'll remember something astonishing. My mother has spent her whole life giving me things. What she has to give me now are the things she says. The Two Horses, A Memory. You said you had lunch in Pittsfield. Was it on North Street? That reminds me of when we lived on the farm. It must be 80 years ago. We went to a one-room schoolhouse. Didn't you drive past it once? Each row was a different grade. I sat in the first seat of the first row. The teacher's name was Miss Brown. She was so pretty. I wonder if she's still alive. The day before we left the farm, our cat disappeared. We couldn't find her anywhere. I was sad for weeks. 3 months later, she showed up at our new house in Pittsfield. Robbins Avenue. I can't think of the number now. My sister was in New York. She didn't like the people she was living with, so she'd visit us. She fell in love with the young man who lived next door. Morris, your uncle Morris. They got married and moved to Cleveland. They're both gone now, aren't they? You know, I can't picture her. A few years later, we moved to New York. This just jumped into my mind. I must have been 3 years old. We were still in Russia. Mir, a small town, but famous for its yeshiva. My oldest brother, Joe, took our horses down to the river. They were the two best horses in the town. My father had a phaeton, a beautiful old buggy. He was like a taxi driver. He took people to Minsk or Vilna. That day he was at the station. The passenger station, waiting for customers. My brother was still just a kid. He must have been washing the horses in the river. I can remember. It was a hot day. Maybe he was giving them a drink. And while I was watching, the reins got caught around a pole in the river. The horses kept twisting the reins around that pole. It was slippery. The reins kept sliding down under the water, and they were pulling the horses down with them. I ran into town and got my father, who came running back with a knife in his teeth. He jumped into the river with all his clothes on. He took the knife and sawed away at the reins until he finally cut through. He saved the horses. I haven't thought about this in 1,000 years. It's like a dream. You get up, it's forgotten. Then it all comes back. Didn't I ever tell you? Look at me. I'm starting to cry. What's there to cry about? Such an old, old memory. Why should it make me cry? I wanted to tell my mother about this poem. And this is what came out of that conversation. He tells his mother what he's working on. I'm writing a poem about you. You are? What's it about? It's the story about your childhood, the horses in the river. The ones that nearly drowned? I saved them. You told it to me just a few weeks ago. I should dig up more of my memories. I wish you would. Like when I lived on the farm and one of the girls fell down the well? Yes. I forget if it was Rose or Pauline. It was a deep well. I remember that story. Have you finished your poem? I'm still working on it. You mean you're correcting it with commas and semicolons? Exactly. When can I see it? As soon as it's finished. Is it an epic? It's not that long. No, I mean all my thoughts, the flashes of what's going through my life, the whole family history, living through the woe, the river and the water. I know. Will it be published? I have to finish it first. It's better to write about real life. That's more important than writing something fanciful. I try to write all my poems about real life. You see, the apple never falls far from the tree. I guess not. You're my apple. There's probably a worm crawling through that apple. Then it's got something sweet to chew on. Well, you're my tree. Yes, I'm your tree. You're an apple. I'm a tree. I think it meant something to this audience to hear my mother represented in her own words, and I was glad I read. After the conference, I went downstairs to visit her. She seemed, as always, happy to see me, and I was, as always, relieved when she recognized me. I haven't been showing her any of my poems lately, but I told her about reading some of them at the conference, and since I had it with me, I decided to show her The Two Horses. She started to read it out loud. She just had a cataract operation, and her vision is still dicey, so she had a little trouble making out the words. Sometimes she got lost and had to read the same passage over and over again. But the thing that really got to me was that as she was reading, she looked up and said, "This is about me, isn't it?"
Lord Schwartz is director of the Creative Writing Program at the University of Massachusetts, Boston. His most recent book of poems is Goodnight, Gracie.